It is Tuesday, November 18th. I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockaway here on The Takeaway.
Hockamary. You said Hockaway.
Did I really?
I'm going to call him that tomorrow. Anyhow, I'm Adora Udoji. New reports show that Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri Kamal al-Maliki's government has been systematically dismissing Iraqi oversight officials. These officials were placed by the American Occupation Administration as a way to fight corruption in Iraq's ministries. But that corruption may still exist, and there may be no one watching them. For more, we go to Baghdad correspondent for the New York Times, James Glantz. He is the partner there. Actually, he is the bureau chief there for our partners at the New York Times. Good morning. Thanks for joining us, James. And at a time when there has been testimony of billions of dollars that have been lost, U.S. money that have been lost to embezzlement and fraud in Iraq, why in the world would the government be getting rid of people who are charged with overseeing that that does not happen?
Right. Well, given the amount of money that the United States has spent on reconstruction in Iraq, you could call that the $50 billion question. No one is quite sure. It's unclear exactly what the motivations were, but it doesn't appear to have been tailored to increase the transparency of the Iraqi bureaucracy that is spending that money and, in some cases, not doing it very well, as you know from those reports.
So who got dismissed, and apparently it was done in secret until reporters like yourself started asking questions, right?
Right. I found out about it in conjunction with one of my Iraqi colleagues and one of our wonderful Iraqi reporters in the newsroom in Baghdad, Riyad Mohammed. But it was done completely without any public announcement, and it was said by the cabinet-level committee that vetted the inspectors general in the Iraqi ministries that these inspectors general were not competent, but that assertion has been challenged on several fronts since we started the reporting, and of course by those inspectors general themselves.
And James, what do you make of it?
Well, it's hard to say, because what we found out is that this operation was taking place behind the scenes. We determined that one of the people involved in this was a replacement for the chief of something called the Commission for Public Integrity, which is charged to root out corruption in Iraq. But that chief was someone who had been installed in that position by the prime minister because he didn't like the person who had been there before. That person, Judge Radi, is now under asylum in the United States because he feared for his life and fled Iraq. So there are indications that this wasn't done exactly properly, but the Maliki government is saying that's not the case. They did it entirely for professional reasons, trying to find the best office holders in those positions, inspector general in different ministries, and that they had picked the ones who were not performing, and they were rooting those out. That's their assertion.
No doubt. More to that story. James Glantz, thanks so much for joining us. James Glantz is the New York Times bureau chief in Baghdad.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.